On this episode of Bed Bath & Beyond, Andy and I talk about the Preakness. We missed it again, folks. We always miss the big horse races, but don't you worry, because hindsight's 2020, and we go back and we rank all of the Preakness horse names. We rank them, and we also tell you who won. So you're welcome, even though you should already know, because it happened last weekend. Let's see. We talk about NFL news, although Andy, who loves to talk about NFL, forgot that Tim Tebow was just signed to the Jacksonville Jaguars. So I'm breaking the news right here in the intro. Fuck you, Andy. We talk movies. We talk a lot about movies, actually. This is a Bed Bath & Beyond podcast. Beyond means whatever the fuck we want to talk about. And movies is usually a big part of that. We talk about movies, we play Go Fuck Yourself, player trivia, and we wrap up with a banger that you might have heard of. It's called Grapefruit. 3, 2, 1,
go.
I am Ian Peacock.
And I am Andy Heidemann, and I hate sports betting.
No matter what you say, I'm betting $100 on it tonight.
To Bed Bath & Beyond.
Brought to you by B3T Sports.
I'm Ian, and that's Andy.
That's true.
And today, we'll be talking about Andy's secret chili recipe that he's making.
Yeah, except I will not be giving out that recipe.
Oh, come on, Andrew. Come on, give us... beer's involved. I know you
put... Yep, you do put beer in it. One glass of beer or one container
one,
of beer.
One glass, one item of beer.
Yeah, one unit. You've had my chili before.
I have, yes. Yeah. So back when we both worked for the same company, there was an annual chili cook-off, which I believe you participated in.
I always do.
Did you ever place in that?
The thing that bothers us,
it's a popularity contest. Don't even believe the hype. It's a popularity contest.
Well, the other thing too is, I mean, there aren't really rules. I mean, it's friendly. I mean, it's an office thing. Like, who cares, right? It's like everyone got to eat chili, so it was super. It's cool, but like there are no rules, right? So it's like somebody could come in and put a bunch of sour cream and cheese and stuff in it, and then it's like a gumbo thingy. It's like really not actually chili.
Just like a fast food version.
Right. And those people usually win because everyone's like, this is so fucking good, which is, again, whatever. That's totally fine.
You're eating the McDonald's version of chili right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. But
I'm kind of a chili purist.
You're really not going to give us any sort of insight into the recipe?
I'll give you some defining factors. I usually make candied bacon, and that goes in there, kind of cuts some of the heat.
I like that.
I use chunks of steak instead of ground beef. Like, I cut my own steak. I make my own chili powder. Like, I grind my own chili powder to make chili paste. Like, that's all from scratch. And it's usually got jalapenos, habaneros, and just a little bit of, sometimes if I'm really feeling it, I add like maple syrup if like it's really, really hot. So you want to like cut it.
Nice.
Yep.
I kind of trailed out there at the end because I was looking up my player for Go Fuck Yourself.
Oh, I should do that, shouldn't I?
Yeah, you should, Andrew, because we're going to be playing it today. Here's the problem, okay? And I still want to keep recording twice a week just because I like the cadence. It's something to do. We don't have to go super long, like over an hour or anything like that. If, you know, usually we do with the NFL season because there's so much fucking shit to talk about. Now it's the off season. You don't know shit about baseball. I don't know
God,
shit.
No. Although that reminds me, I should check the standings.
Yes, you should. I do know the Cubs won today. They beat the Nationals. Living so close to Wrigley, I'll just be chilling. It'll just be a normal work day. I'll be working in the living room on my laptop, and I'll just hear this roar of the crowd, and I'll just be like, oh, the Cubs must be playing. So then I'll turn on the TV, and sure enough, the Cubs game, it'll be a day game or something. And that's what happened today. The Cubs were playing the Nationals, heard the crowd. It was like, oh, I guess the Cubs are on today. You know, they're playing a day game. Right. And just turned on the TV, and that's how I find out when the Cubs are playing.
Did San Diego in the last 10 games are on a 9-1 run.
How are your LA Dodgers 2021 World Series champions?
Their 10 game stretch is 8-2. They've won 3 in a row.
That's not bad.
Streak. Their run differential is still plus 61, which I think might be the best. Let me take a look here. It is the best in the MLB. So, I mean, like, I'm kind of a prophet.
Oh, man.
Who would you pick to win the whole thing right now if, like, you had a gun to your head? And don't say the Cubs. I mean, if you really think the Cubs, say the Cubs.
Well,
you
know. Gun to my head, I'm not going to say the Cubs. The Cubs were 500 last time I paid attention to them. So, mm-hmm. No, like, they still, I think, are around the 500 mark. I would not pick the Cubs.
They're one over 500. They're 22-21.
Yeah, so this is not their year. but that's good news because that means tickets are cheap or cheaper. So that means I can go to more games this season. I like the Dodgers pick. That was a good pick by you.
Thank you. It's safe. It is safe. No, I'm not shooting for the stars on a sport I don't know anything about. I'm not crazy.
And I'll be completely honest. I haven't been paying that much attention to baseball this season. But I always like just being a Baltimore Orioles fan. I feel like since you picked a national team, I got to pick an American League team now. And let's go with the I don't want to say Red Sox. So let's just go with the Yankees. Let's go with the Yankees. Yankees. I'm going to go classic pinstripes.
Got to earn your pinstripes. Okay, question. How funny would it be on April 1st, right? Do people play baseball on April 1st? Is April a time of year you play baseball?
They have had opening day games on April 1st, April Fool's Day.
Okay. How funny would it be if, like, it's opening day and you're in Milwaukee, you're the Brewers, right? And then first person out to bat, the pitcher winds up and they notice that this man is, like, 8 feet tall and it's Giannis just with a bat. And he's like, April Fool's.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at the standings now. And there's really no clear favorite. Like, there's not a huge clear favorite. Yeah. And you know what else is? Your Dodgers are in the middle of the pack. The Yankees seem like they're in the middle of the pack in the AL East. So I think we both picked well. We stick with our picks. I have Yankees. You got Dodgers. And we'll see which team goes further in the postseason.
Yeah, I'm told. I'll attach my horse to that. I'm down.
Attaching horses, you say?
Nah, shut up.
Well, okay, but hold on. Because
and sandwich was robbed.
We did miss. We fucked up. We actually fucked up twice when it comes to horse racing because any
more
sort
than
of
that.
Well, yes. Well, I'm gonna say the two times. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna say the two things that we fucked up on, and then you can pile on. Okay, then you can add insult to injury. We fucked up on the Kentucky Derby because this year, well, I'm pretty sure we fucked up last year too.
We did. And that's the pile. Okay. We just fucking missed it.
But Andrew, we also fucked up on the Preakness.
Did we?
Yes, we did. They raced last week when I had the Ironman.
Well then.
So we were too involved in my half Ironman triathlon last weekend that we didn't do any sort of reporting on the Preakness, which is the second leg of the Triple Crown. And
what were these horses' names?
And is home to my home in Baltimore. The Preakness is in Baltimore. My grandparents used to live right across from the track. We used to park cars across the track as kids. I actually would make decent money as a 13-year-old. It was a great, and I would, you know, learn bartering skills because I'd hold up a sign and say parking $25, and then some guy would be like, I'll give you 15, and we meet in the middle and say, how about you give me a 20, and I look the other way. And it taught bartering lessons and stuff like that, which I think helps me to this day.
Yeah, I mean sure
Jeff, why not?
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm also reading horse names at the moment.
Okay, so like we always do, let's just fucking go back. Post-race, obviously the Preakness was last weekend, but let's just go down the list and rank names, okay? Let's get this out of the way. Rombayer won the Preakness.
Yep, I saw that.
So, okay. So I'm looking at the names right now. Let's see. Midnight Bourbon. I kind of like Midnight Bourbon, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, and there are a couple horses in here that were also who raced in the other.
In the race, Kentucky Derby? In the
Kentucky Derby, obviously.
Okay, let's see. One. Is this real? Is this real? One is just called Ram.
Yeah, I saw that as well. I think it's gotta be real, right?
It's post. Okay, so pole position one is just Ram. Just fucking Ram. 30-1 odds. Obviously, didn't come in first. Keep Me in Mind.
I liked that name.
All one name. It's all one name, all one word. Keep Me in Mind, no spaces. 15-1 odds. Medina Spirit. I'm pretty sure
that's the one who won the Derby. I'm pretty sure.
Yes. Kentucky Derby. Obviously, a huge cloud hanging over him. Never been worse than second place. And no one here has finished in front of him. Well, we all know that that didn't work out because Rombayer won. He had 9-5 odds. 9-5 odds. Crowded Trade. Yeah. I don't like it. Midnight Bourbon, I like. I like that. Also in the Kentucky Derby. 5-1 odds. That's some pretty good odds. Rombayer. Let's see. Ran well in bluegrass despite disadvantages. Race flow gets more pace here. Connections are now glad they skipped the Derby, which didn't suit his style. He enters here under better circumstances. Well, he won, so I guess great job to whoever fucking made that decision. 12-1 odds. France Go Diana. I have fucking no idea what that name means. So we're going to skip him.
What was it?
France Go Diana.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one too. I don't know.
He was in lane too number 7.
Too long and unwieldy.
What?
I'm rating the name.
Too long and unwieldy. Okay. Unbridled Honor.
Yeah, that's fine.
No, I don't like it. No. 15-1 odds. Risk Taking.
That's fine.
That's fine. Yeah, that's just average. 15-1 odds, and then Concert Tour. 5-2 odds.
Did he win? Rombayer won.
Rombayer won. Rombayer came in first. Midnight Bourbon.
I gotta say, I'm a little disappointed in these horse names.
Yeah, I know. This is not a good year for horse names.
It's no Gulag Gary, I'll tell you that.
Gulag Gary, baby. I fucking love Gulag Gary. Midnight Bourbon comes in second as runner-up, and Medina Spirit, Kentucky Derby winner, comes
Medina
in third.
Medina Spirit actually has some controversy around it because it tested poorly, or I don't
tested
know.
Tested positive for PEDs?
Yeah, no, it did. And the trainer.
Wait, are you serious?
Yes, I am. And the trainer who trained the horse has a history of that happening with other horses that he raced. So like it's controversial right now. I think there's an investigation going on.
Oh, I'm looking at this right now. Okay, trainer Bob Baffert, who I've heard that name before. I think he's a pretty famous horse trainer.
Yeah, he's all, yeah.
Is suspended from entering Moderna Spirit. He was suspended Monday from entering horses at the New York racetracks pending an investigation into the Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit's failed post-race drug test. Yikes.
Yeah, not great.
You hate to see it. You're not surprised. You do what you have to do. You do what you gotta do.
Don't cheat.
Well, no, you do what you have to do, and if you get caught, you gotta apologize. You gotta grovel. You gotta make excuses. Whether that's deer.
Did you ever watch
Icarus? No, I haven't. I haven't seen
Icarus. I haven't either. It's on my list. I was curious.
Yeah, but you do what you gotta do, and then you apologize later and make excuses like, "Oh, it was just Adderall," or "Oh, it was just deer antler spray," and then we'd move on.
It was just Adderall.
Just Adderall. Come on, Come on. What, we never studied hard? We never pulled an all-nighter for a test? I had like a 5-page paper due.
Exactly.
Oh, boy.
So, we missed the Preakness.
I mean, we missed the Preakness, but look, I think that was a really good recap. We fucking nailed the recap.
Sure. Who got first?
Ron Bayer.
Who got last?
I don't fucking know. Yeah, who cares? Who cares who got last? Top three. You just...
The only thing that matters is who got first, who got second, because I want to know which horse blew their brains out.
That was Midnight Bourbon, and he had a bourbon at midnight and then had another one and then another one.
And then a fifth and a ninth, and then he's dead.
And then he hasn't been seen since. Oh, boy.
Oh, no. That's so sad.
Speaking while on the subject of horse racing, because we are, look, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it, Andrew. We have to do it. Zed Run.
Really, really quick before we do that, I'm looking at all these pictures from the Preakness, and every woman here has like a crazy hat on with an extravagant dress, and their mask matches their dress. It's like,
well, that's how you do it.
I know. We've fallen into those times.
Yeah, no, that's how you do it. But speaking of Zed Run, I have officially pulled Fingers out of retirement. I am racing her.
Why was Fingers in retirement?
Because, look, she had a really good record, and I wanted to preserve her record, and because the more I raced her, probably the more that she'd lose just by statistical odds. And so I was like, you know what? I bought these horses. I bought Fingers and Too Quick. Pretty fucking cheap. They were both like $400 to $500. You can't get a horse right now that's worth a damn for $1,000 right now until they open up.
You are correct.
So I was like, look, I got them on a steal. I know one is at least really good. Fingers is getting good odds. Too Quick, he tries his best. Look, Too Quick tries his best. And I will be keeping him for breeding purposes because he has a good bloodline. His grandfather is one of the best horses in the game. Insane Him, if you ever want to look him up.
Sure.
But I was like, listen, I've been holding Fingers back in the stables for too long. She's getting antsy. She's looking at me like, why the fuck did you buy me if you were just going to race me a couple times and then put me in, you know, forever timeout? And she had a really good point. She had a really good point. And I had to hear her out. And I was like, look, I'm just going to let you fly. You go out there, Fingers, you do your thing. And since then, I decided last night to do that, by the way. Last night is when I pulled the trigger. I entered her in a couple races, enter her into some more today. And she's already come in first again. And she's already come in second again. So I'm feeling good about her. She's feeling good.
The only thing you don't want to see is fourth place.
So I think, and they talk about this in the Discords, I think she's got a little bit of the U shape going, which I really like. That's
perfect. You got to hit that U.
The other races, so she placed first and second in a couple, but then the other races, she came in like 10th and 11th, which is great because that means she's getting under the leaderboard, right? So you either want her to place or you want her to come in, you know, last. Because those are the only two that really mean something. If you come in first, second, or third, you win money. If you come in like 10th, 11th, and 12th, you actually get minus points, which actually moves you down a further away from more competitive competition, which makes it easier, right? The game doesn't let you actually throw races. Like, you can't just make your horse intentionally lose. But the best scenario is having like an equal amount of wins and also an equal amount of dead lasts so that you're always kind of in that, you know, that middle competition where you're not competing because all the prize pools are pretty much the same, right? So, I mean, I don't want to keep racing for the same amount against better horses in class one and class two when I can have her just stay in class three and class four and still have a really good chance of winning a race.
I just saw a tweet about Zed Run. And
by who?
It is by Retro Racing. Zed Retro Racing.
Okay, so they know what they're talking about.
They just had a really, really close race. The person who finished first finished in 1:08, and the person who finished ninth finished 1:10.
That's not that close.
Oh, really? I mean, it's 2 seconds.
It's
1:08.9 and then 1:10.1.
1:10.1. 1:08.9. Yeah, that's not even close. Their
tweet said it was close. That's why I was...
No. I've been in races where literally the top five horses are all decided under a second. We're talking tenths of seconds here.
But the thing that I liked is I like every name, I think, in this. From eighth place to first, we got Solar Flare.
That's okay.
Heavenly Descent.
It's all right.
Chosen Well.
I like that.
The Crimson Shin.
Yeah, it's a great one.
Billions.
I've actually heard of Billions.
God.
Yeah, I've heard of God too.
Flower Child. And then Legally Challenged.
There are some good ones. I actually can't wait for breeding to open up again because I can actually name my offspring. So if you guys don't know, Genesis horses, which are horses minted by the Zed Run company, they name them. The employees of the company name the horses. But any horse that you breed and you get to keep the offspring, if you're breeding as the female owner of the female horse, you get to name. So I'm excited to interbreed Too Quick and Fingers, and I'm going to have some fun with the names.
So are we done with horses now?
I guess we're done with horses. We can stop talking about horses.
All right. Do you watch, because we're a movie fucking podcast apparently. Did you watch any movies or TV shows in the last, because we recorded on Sunday. We had to record a day early, so we had a long vacation stretch.
It's funny that you mentioned that because I did. I did, in fact, watch a movie that I really liked, and I was like, mental note, bring it up on the podcast. Mitchells versus the Machines. It's on Netflix. It's an animated movie. It's by the same people that did Into the Spider-Verse. So it's kind of like that.
I've seen ads for this.
It's a really cool animation style. It's quirky. It's funny. It's witty. I really liked it. It's a family movie. So, I mean, it's like a PG rated family movie. But it's also funny and quirky enough that it actually appeals to adults as well.
Sure. I actually, over the over our little not recording time, I watched Cars 1 again. It's really good.
Yeah, no, Cars 1 is good. Cars 2 is all right.
Cars 2 is bad. Cars 3 is acceptable.
Yes, yeah. To be honest, Cars 2 and Cars 3 might be the exact same movie in my brain. I can't remember. But
The second one is when he's an international spy and they're like,
oh, Jesus, that one's terrible.
It's terrible. Yeah. And then the third one is where it's like he's got a rookie car that he's like trying to teach how to race.
Oh, okay. Then actually, 3 is all right. I was thinking that the spy one was 3 because it's so far out there. No way they would take that Hail Mary just on the sequel.
No, it is. 2 is a bad movie.
Wow, 2 is a terrible movie.
I've also restarted watching Billions.
Billions is good. I haven't Billions finished it. Billions
is good. I haven't finished it either. I'm now on season 2.
Why'd you restart it?
Well, because I haven't watched it in like years. Like I remember when I watched it when the very first season came out, and I remember watching all of it. And then when the second season came out, I never got back on. There are now 5 seasons of Billions.
Yeah, we're on the last season. It's really good. Don't get me wrong. I don't know if I'd ever want to go back and rewatch.
It's a lot of the same thing. I mean, like it's new stuff, but I mean, it's like new characters and stuff, but the ideas are all the same.
It's all the same. The ideas are all the same. The plot's all the same. I want to make a lot of money. Someone's getting in the way of me making a lot of money. I'm going to do some illegal shit.
I'm
going to
kill them and their family.
I'm going to do some illegal shit so I can keep making a lot of money.
Right, because it's what I fucking do.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, it's entertaining as fuck, but I don't know if I could rehash all of that again.
Yeah, no, I totally understand that.
But
oh, I saw a movie in theaters, actually. I don't know how I could forget. Yes, I did. I went and saw Spiral.
I don't even know what that is.
It is officially called Spiral, a story from the Book of Saw. Because it's see. Like.
It's the new Saw movie. Okay.
With yes. Chris Rock and Sam Jackson, and it's terrible. It was so bad.
Oh, whoa. Okay. I'm looking this up now.
I am not generally a Saw person, like, you know. And
first off, the first Saw movie was awesome.
The first Saw movie is the best Saw movie.
Probably. That's usually how it goes. I'd have to watch all of them again. But the first one's really good. I do like, I think I like 2 and 3. I went on this weird Saw binge in high school where I watched a bunch with some friends. And I generally liked most of them.
There, yeah. If you like slasher movies, like, you'll find them fine. I mean, don't, if you're going in wanting that to be what it is, then you won't be disappointed. It's just, I thought that Spiral with Chris Rock, like, when you watch the trailer, it looks like it's gonna be a different take on Saw. It looks like it's gonna be more murder mystery than it is slasher, and it just definitely was not. So,
it's a Jigsaw copycat, though, is it?
Yes.
Boo. Well, because the original Saw guy dies from cancer.
Correct.
I do remember that. Listen to this review. Spiral makes an admirable stab at defibrillating an old franchise, but ultimately wastes its stars caught in the same bear trap of a formula that befell earlier sequels.
Yeah, I would say it's probably pretty accurate.
Also, this one. Wow, get a load of this one. I actually want to see if this one's accurate. Between the foul language, terrifying images, and bodies being torn apart, it feels like Spiral deserves an NC-17 rating. No. NC-17.
Not compared to other Saw movies.
This seems like a old Karen Christian woman that's like... I think that they said the word fuck a lot. There was some blood, and I did see a couple guts. This needs to be NC-17.
I will say for a fact that Chris Rock is very funny. Like, now, it's a horror movie, right? It's a slasher, so...
Yeah, I like that, though.
He's very entertaining.
I do like... I love horror movies that are still supposed to be scary, but have humor thrown, weaving in and out of them. I really like that. I think that's a great way to resolve tension in between, like, the super scary parts. Where, like, like in scary movies, you can't have them all being scary 100% of the time. You need to build, no. Right? Hills and valleys. Right.
What is the best scary movie, in your opinion?
Like,
For you, like, what's your favorite scary movie? Like, you're like, we're going to watch a scary movie. This is what I'm going to show people.
Okay, so... this kind of goes against with what I just said because there's no comedy at all involved in it. The Grudge, I think, is the scariest movie I think ever made. I genuinely believe this. It scarred me at a very young age.
That's important, though. That happens to people. And they're like, this movie is really scary, but it's like, you watch it when you're a kid, and you're like,
Yes, I know what you're saying. I did rewatch it in college with my roommate and my now wife, Holly. She came over and the three of us watched it together, and I was building it up all fucking night. I was like, listen, guys, I watched this in middle school over at a sleepover. It is the scariest fucking thing you guys will ever see. My roommate was also agreed. It was like, yeah, dude, I remember watching it too. It's scary. And my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, she's like, hey, come on, it's not that scary, blah, blah, blah. And well, she had never seen it, but she's like, okay, like, we'll see. And then she was like, afterwards, yeah, you totally built it up. It's not that scary. I disagree. I watched it again and got PTSD. I got PTSD again.
Yeah, if you go into a certain movie with too high expectations, regardless of genre, like, you're going to be crushed a little bit. I think that, to me, the scariest movies are usually the ones, for me, they're like alien movies. Alien movies freak me out.
Okay.
Because, like, I watch ghost movies, I'm like, that'll never happen. And I watch, like, that kind of shit, I'm like, whatever, I don't give a shit. But I watch alien movies, and I'm like, that's gonna happen, and we're gonna be fucked. So, like Signs, when I was younger, Signs was fucking freaky.
I need to rewatch Signs again, because it's been a while. But
that's good, M. Night Shyamalan.
It is good. I do remember being good. Early M. Night Shyamalan is a really good, like, The Village is a great movie.
Oh, sure.
The Sixth Sense. Okay, there's another movie, talking about horror movies, that I watched also in college with my roommate. We were big in, we loved scary movies. This movie is also very, very scary, Insidious. Insidious, the first Insidious movie is fucking terrifying.
People also really rave about the Conjuring movie.
The Conjuring is not as scary. It's kind of got a little bit of the same cast. So you're like, is this Insidious or is this Conjuring? But they're two different horror movie franchises.
To me, like, the horror genre, I mean, it's not my favorite. If I would always pick drama suspense over horror, because I think it's just usually better. It's just more well done. You usually get higher rated actors in those kind of movies. The set design is usually, you know, just a whole, like the writing's better. The whole spiel.
It's more of a satisfying experience as well. Usually you'll get a really good plot. And if you have a really, you know, good director or screenwriter, right, it usually ends in a satisfying way.
That's why, like, you watch something like Zodiac, right? Like, amazing cast, great writing, based on a true story. And it's scary because, I mean, it's fucking about a murderer.
It's real.
But it's real. But it's not like a horror movie, right? You would never say it's a horror movie.
No.
But it's great.
No, I would say I like Zodiac was good. Jake Gyllenhaal is great.
Jake Gyllenhaal is fucking amazing in everything he's in.
Okay. All right. Well.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? You think he's bad in something?
I will tell. Fine. I didn't like him as Mysterio in the new
Spider-Man.
Really?
I thought he was good.
And it wasn't my cup of tea.
I mean, the best person for Mysterio would have been Robin Williams. I think Robin Williams would be great as Mysterio. I mean, like younger Robin Williams, yeah, not like fucking...
I don't know. That would have fallen really close to, like, what's his name as the Joker? Or not the Joker. Jim, who did Jim Carrey play?
Oh, the Riddler.
The Riddler.
But that's great, though. That's perfect,
yeah,
for Carrey.
Yeah, yeah. Who else played the Joker, though? What's his name? One Flew Over a Cuckoo's Nest.
For Joker, you've got Heath Ledger played him, and that's
Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson. Yeah, Jack Nicholson.
I didn't like him as the Joker.
Jack Nicholson's a good Joker. I like Jack Nicholson a lot.
I like him
tell
too. Listen,
you
hey,
to
he's
dump a body.
Yes,
in
the
mosh.
Then you dumped a body in the mosh. Look, he was great in The Departed. He was great in, you know, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and fucking Shining. And
he's so good in The Shining. Shining's a great horror movie.
That is a good movie. As Good as It Gets, also really good. But look, it's just not my cup of tea. I didn't like him as the Joker. I don't think I would have liked Robin Williams as Mysterio.
Okay, more sports. Did you happen to see the Lakers-Warriors game?
No, but I heard about it.
Yeah, it was it was honestly a very good game.
Curry, did you watch it?
I did watch it. Curry got 37 points. LeBron ends up with a triple-double. They say LeBron hit the game winner, but there was like 53 seconds left.
That's not the game. Well, wait, hold on. Was that actually the last basket?
That was
of the game?
Yeah, it was 100 to 100. LeBron hits the three with 52 seconds left.
And no one else scores?
No scores.
Wait, can they make free throws? I don't understand. What happened?
The Warriors just missed a shot. The Lakers got it back. They held it.
They didn't foul the Lakers?
This
makes
no
sense. This makes no sense. You don't shoot the game-winning basket with a minute left.
Here's what I'm going to say. That Warriors team is bad. I mean, like, Steph is incredible. 37 points, but you look at everyone else on that team, and even Draymond had a shit game. And... with Klay not out there, there's no way that these guys are going to make a run in the playoffs. It would have been interesting. And like I said, Steph is the man, but it's just this Warriors team is not that good.
I just find it hard to believe that they didn't intentionally foul someone on the Lakers to get the ball back.
There was a tweet because, you know, everyone says LeBron isn't clutch. In the last
does
minute,
everyone say that, Andrew? Does everyone
a lot
say
of,
that?
Do you, what do you think? What do you think?
Does everyone
is LeBron clutch?
Does he deserve MVP this year?
No, he doesn't. He didn't play for fucking like 20 games.
Who's going to win MVP, Andrew?
Either Steph or Jokic, probably.
Nikolai.
Yeah, that's probably what I'd say. I think Joel Embiid is in the mix as well, but probably not him.
TTP, where's Matlack? TTP, number one on the board. Number one on the board, boy. Oh, man. I'm going, not talking about basketball anymore, I'm going to the Chicago Fire game on Saturday.
Why?
Because we got tickets. Some friends. They got some tickets. Never been to an MLS game before. It's at Soldier Field. They've upgraded venues, which is cool. That's cool, Andrew.
That is cool, Stu.
So the venue matters. We're actually going to be at a real, you know, field, real venue, as opposed to some rink-a-dink stadium out in the suburbs of Chicago where the Bears play. Soldier Field, the lake, iconic soccer.
Soccer's fun.
Soccer is fun.
Remember the Super League?
How could I forget? The league that almost broke the world in 2 days.
For 2 seconds.
Jesus Christ. Let's play football.
Let's play football. Okay.
Let's play Go Fuck Yourself football trivia. Wait, real quick.
Do you want to know about NFL news?
Well, there isn't any NFL news.
There's a couple things.
Fine, go ahead. List them out.
All righty. We got...
There's nothing. There's nothing.
Jeff Driscoll signed with the Texans.
Who?
Veteran QB. Yeah. Jeff, he was the backup for...
I know who he is, but that's the joke. The joke is, who is he?
Wide receiver Antonio Brown. He had a knee surgery on Tuesday.
Actually, that's actually news. I didn't know that.
It was just to clean out cartilage. Like,
oh, that's not news. Get out of here.
I'm just saying.
Is he still an unsigned free agent?
What's that?
Is he still an unsigned free agent?
No, he actually got signed by the Bucs.
Well, where was that news, Andrew?
I don't know.
You're our NFL news guy. What the fuck? We've been talking about AB.
That was weeks ago.
What the fuck, man? That's on you.
Nah, it's what it is. Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow. He is on the correct timeline to be back for the first week. Courtland Sutton, who had the ACL surgery last year, looks like he's also going to be ready for week one. Zach Ertz is in the middle of contract talks, and they want to trade him, and they've said they want to trade him, so he's not reporting to camp because he doesn't know what's going to happen to him. So he has not shown up to Eagles camp.
Okay.
And the final thing. Oh, the Giants did end up signing Kelvin Benjamin as a tight end. Which I hate, but that's it. That's the whole thing.
Wait a fucking minute. Who the fuck is this person? Who the fuck is this person?
What are you talking about? Oh, in our fantasy chat?
Yeah, he's got a fucking Ravens.
He's not an owner. He's as a co-owner with somebody who is like curious about how Dynasty works. So he just watches.
But he's a Ravens fan?
I don't know the man. I have no idea.
He fucking has a Ravens logo.
Yes, he does. I thought it was you at first, but I was like, that's not Ian's name on here.
Oh, interesting. What's his name?
I don't know. I don't know the man. I have no idea.
I don't know the man. That was a test, by the way, to see if you were going to say his name. And then look at fucking Adam. First off, look at fucking Adam. He said, what would it take to get Herbert? Get the fuck out of here.
I ask you that same thing. What would it take
to get
Herbert?
I know. I'm not trading Herbert.
Trade Herbert for anything? Because that sounds like a closed-minded person.
I mean, I'm running back. You know. But when you asked me, you said... You said, what will it take to get Justin Herbert? And I said, you know what I need. I need a running back. And then you were like, Mr. Cheapskates just walks away with his hands in his pocket. I told you what I need.
I have five running backs.
I know.
And only three of them are viable. Okay. I cannot be trading my running back.
Wow. You have five running backs and only three are viable. Andy, I have two quarterbacks, Justin Herbert and Ben Roethlisberger. So don't start fucking tossing, I need all three of my viable running backs. I have two quarterbacks, and my backup is Ben Roethlisberger.
Listen, I only have one quarterback, technically. Until Deshaun Watson is cleared, dude, that man is just taking up a roster space.
You might be fucked.
Tom Brady has the best schedule of any quarterback for fantasy in the first 2 weeks. So if he balls out, I might be able to trade him for a QB, but we'll see. He's just old. That's all it is. He's still a baller.
Oh, man. I shouldn't have given Adam his number one overall pick back.
You were going to have to. That was a mistake. There was no way around it.
But how funny was that?
I honestly, at the beginning, I was like, I can't tell if he's actually like upset or like what's going on here.
He wasn't saying anything. And then he finally was just like, yeah. I picked the wrong pick.
And that's at least if it were like the 101 versus like the 108, I'd go, okay, that's still, it's a mistake. It happens. But the 101 and the 110, like those are so, so close. And if they're the only first rounds that he's got there, it's like those are right next to each other in the trade screen.
Oh, man.
All right. You want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. Okay. Now, welcome to Go Fuck Yourself. This is player trivia. We quiz each other on an NFL player. You play along by listening. It is a verbal contract. If you don't get the player by the time the other person does, or if neither of you get it, you have to go fuck yourself.
Correct.
Masturbate. We're talking about masturbation. Okay. This player was drafted in the first round in 1997. We got a 90s baby, okay?
They were drafted in 97, okay.
In the first round, okay? I'll even tell you the team who drafted him. The Chiefs drafted this player in the first round in 1997.
Was it a running back?
No.
Okay.
He was the NFL receptions leader in 2004, so he led the entire league in receptions.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the NFL's 2000s all-decade team and in the NFL 100th anniversary all-time team. He is also in the Kansas City Chiefs Hall of Fame. Would you look at that? In the Kansas City Chiefs Hall of Fame. He ended his career with 15,000 receiving yards. Actually, 15,001, if we're so over 15,000 receiving yards. Over, actually, 111 receiving touchdowns. He is a 14-time Pro Bowler. 14. Oh, no. He's been to the fucking Pro Bowl 14 times. Drafted in 1997.
And he's retired, right?
He retired in 2013 when his team could no longer make it to the Super Bowl.
But he's not a wide receiver, is he?
He's not a wide receiver.
He's a tight end.
He is a tight end. And he's
Gonzalez.
And he's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Is it Gonzalez?
It is. It is Tony
Gonzalez. Let's go. Okay, I was getting so scared. I'm like, I don't know any Chiefs wide receivers. I know Tyreek Hill, and that is all I know.
Yes, but I didn't tell you his second team, the Atlanta Falcons.
The Atlanta Falcons. All right.
Which is weird because he actually played more seasons with the Chiefs, but I always picture him with the Falcons.
I mean, because a lot of people, when they switch teams, they're washed, but he actually had good seasons for the Falcons. I mean, like, they weren't necessarily Gonzalez seasons, but they were still good seasons.
15,000 receiving yards.
Yeah, it's insane.
That's an average of over 1,000 yards a season. That's just, what a freak.
All righty, you ready?
He actually holds He holds the NFL records for total receiving yards and receptions by a tight end.
Really?
He does. And he only ranks third all time in receptions, trailing Larry Fitzgerald and Jerry Rice.
Yeah, I could. Okay. All right. Well, I did it. I don't have
to. Don't give me an offensive lineman this time.
No, I didn't.
I'm serious. Don't give me a fucking offensive lineman.
This person's very well known.
Okay.
They were drafted fifth overall in 2001.
Tom Brady.
They are retired.
Okay. I mean, yeah, right?
They played for two teams. A vast majority of their tenure, though, is spent on one team. Let's see here. Five Pro Bowls. And let's see, what was the other? There was another very important stat that I would like to.
I mean, I hope there's more. You've given me nothing.
He's a running back, obviously.
Oh, is it obviously?
Oh, and then he actually holds the single season record for most touchdowns in a season. That's not like passing, like either receiving or rushing.
Did he play for the Chargers?
He did.
That was LaDainian Tomlinson.
It is LaDainian Tomlinson.
Let's go.
Dude, I actually didn't notice as I was looking at this. He fucking played. Okay, so he played 11 seasons in the NFL. Nine of them were for San Diego. And in his 9 years for San Diego, he did not miss a single game.
Sheesh. He is widely considered one of the greatest running backs of all time. The Jets. I didn't know he played.
I know. I did not know that either.
Interesting. The Jets, the last season of his career, he played for the Jets.
12,500 rushing yards.
Yeah, dude. What a freak.
138 touchdowns, rushing touchdowns.
Did he get the Heisman? He's in college.
He's in the Heisman.
He's in the College Football Hall of Fame. He's also MVP. See, you need to give me some of this stuff. You need to say he was an MVP.
Yeah, you say that, but you're like just reading that as you had just found out. So like that wouldn't help you.
I mean, no, I knew he was an MVP.
Daniel Tomlinson Heisman. 2000 Heisman trophy.
I don't think he was.
Voting.
No, I don't think he was.
He was voted for, but he didn't win it.
Yeah. Sad.
Chris Wienke from Florida State. Wienke, he won it. Drew Brees was the same year as LaDainian Tomlinson when he went to Purdue.
Yeah, I actually was thinking Drew Brees.
And Michael Vick.
Yep. I was thinking Drew Brees when you said 2001.
Oh, really?
And then you said he played for two teams, but the majority was for one team because we all know Brees was drafted by the Chargers before he went to the Saints.
Yeah, that's true.
So he was in the back of my head, but then you said running back.
So that's the whole thing.
That's the whole enchilada, and I think it's grapefruit time.
Sure, grapefruit.
Sure. Wait, do you have more to talk about?
No, that's it. Goodbye.
Grapefruit.
Normally, you can only get this technique in one of my classes, but I wanted to share this with you because I believe every man should get grapefruited. When you grapefruit your man, it's going to feel as if you are giving him head and fucking him at the same time.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling.
Valentino Summers and Wave Runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug Dealers Anonymous. Valentino Summers and Wave Runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug Dealers Anonymous. How many Madonnas can that Mazda fit? My brick talk is more than obvious. It's ominous. Garage is the phantom. Ghouls, ghosts, and goblins. Blonde Mohawk, the collection. I'm Dennis Rodman.
No better feeling would he ever get than being grapefruited. No better feeling would he ever get.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling.
Time to hit the showers, 'cause baths are for babies.